My name is Danielle Aubert. You're listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Type Radio. Type Radio.
Have you lived up to your parents' expectations?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. I mean, my mother wanted me to be a nurse, so in that way, probably not. No. but I think they're happy enough with...
Why a nurse?
I think because she wanted to be a nurse or a doctor. She's interested in medicine, so...
I had a question, but it's gone already. Wait a second. Oh, yeah. If you were a font, which font would you be?
I can tell you which fonts I use the most, but maybe that's... But I know, like, I've actually tracked it, and I know that I use Trade Gothic, Universe, and Franklin Gothic. It's kind of boring, but...
Boring?
Well, I mean, they're all, like, very similar to one another.
Yeah, well, that's...
they're all... And Arial.
You use... Well, everybody uses Arial.
I know, but I was measuring... Well, I just... You know, it's like one of those things where I liked it before I was a graphic designer. Then after I became a graphic designer, I didn't like it. But then now I like it again.
You were brainwashed, probably.
To not like it.
Yeah, to not like it.
Because it's a system font, but I kind of like it, actually. I mean, it's not as nice as some of the other fonts, but I like it in the context of Microsoft Word.
And slightly to change the subject. Do you have a fascination with money? Do you collect?
Yeah, you know, now I kind of do. I don't collect money, but I know, I mean, I've done a lot of research on money lately for this paper, but also just sort of in more generally. And I've found out, I mean, I think I've met a lot of people who collect money, you know, and it's kind of an interesting...
And what is your fascination? How did it start in the first place?
Well, it actually started, I mean, it started as an assignment when I was in grad school. We had a project where we had to work with an object, pick an object to work with and, you know, explore. And so mine was the $100 bill. And then, but I sort of picked the $100 bill because I had been living in Russia. And there I was paid in $100 bills. And it was one of those things where it was like seeing American money out of context. I mean, I'm American, and I deal with American money all the time, every day, and I don't notice it. But then when I got these large denomination American bills in another country, I was like, you know, it was, I mean, first being paid in cash is weird. It was weird to me at that time, because I was like, well, you know, this, it's such a small object, but it has such an impact on my life, you know.
And then, did you receive a suitcase?
No, because no. I didn't receive that many $100 bills. It was a small envelope.
They met you at the corner.
Right. It's like...
What? Sorry, and what job were you doing then?
I was working as a web designer at the Lebedev studio. So there's a few people here at this conference from there, actually, which I was totally surprised to see them.
And how did you decide to go there?
Well, that was something. I was living in New York, and then I was working in New York as a web designer, and the economy was sort of going down a little bit. And my boyfriend had a grant to go to Moscow. He did work a lot in Moscow, so he was going to go for a year. And I thought, you know, it seems more interesting than staying in New York. And I was interested in going more as a professional, you know, for me, you know, just to try and see if I could work there. And I found this job, and it was really great. I mean, it was hard because I don't speak Russian very well, and I didn't speak any when I got there, but...
And to go back to the $100 bill project, how did that evolve?
Well, yeah, so I started... I mean, money is a really complicated object because it's its own... There's no object that's like money, you know, because it's not... it enables exchangeability, but it's not something that... I mean, paper money is not something that you actually... I mean, it's something you want, but it's not, like, something you would buy, right? Because it's just a piece of paper with ink on it. But it's made to function as the medium through which other things are exchanged. So it's something that can always be, you know, transformed into something else in a way. So once I started thinking about money, I just, like... Well, it just got really confusing really quickly because... it's a designed object, but it's designed to look like something you would want. But technically, it's something without any value because it's just paper. So, I mean, I just thought as a design, as a design object, I just thought it was really interesting because it presents this weird problem that in a way parallels the problem designers have anyway, which is to make something that's not necessarily valuable look more valuable. So, I started looking at the $100 bill specifically, and then I saw other money. Like there's this, in my talk yesterday, I was comparing some of the, like I was thinking, okay, the $100 bill or American money is just one like form of representing value. It has to look like value. But before, like this kind of money we're using now was issued in 1862, which was during the American Civil War. And at that time, you know, there's war between the North and South over slavery. The Southerners wanted to keep slavery. And so at that time, like in the 1860s or 1850s, 1860s, there were banks in the South that were issuing money. Actually, banks were issuing money in general in America. And some of these banks, a number of them, were issuing money that had images of slaves on them working. And so I thought, this is their way of representing value. But then the way they represented value in the North was to put faces on the money, like portraits. And then, I don't know. So, yeah, so then I was just thinking how these portraits function to, like, mask the relationship between labor and value. So whereas in the South, it was like emphasized, it was just like, this is the source of our wealth. This is what makes it possible for us to be rich, is that we enslave other people and have them work on plantations, whatever, you know? And then in the North, somebody has to create value. It's the people who are working in factories or whatever, the working class. But then on the money, they just show pictures of like Benjamin Franklin and Andrew Jackson. There were pictures of like the secretaries of the treasury, and actually American money has hardly changed since then. I mean, it's evolved.
Are you disappointed by that?
No, I'm not disappointed, but I think,
I mean, there was recently a redesign.
Oh yeah, the redesign. I mean, you know, American money is weird. I mean, in a way I think it's interesting because it hasn't changed that much since 1860s when it was first issued. But yeah, the redesign is, I don't think the redesign is very good. But on the other hand, I think,
why was it necessary?
To combat counterfeiting. But also I think because the euro came out and the euro presented like the first real threat to the dollar, as the, you know, the dollar had become like kind of the world's money or something. You know, if you, like in Russia, maybe people after like the crash in 98 or 97, I think people didn't want to keep their money necessarily in rubles at the banks, you know. Maybe they felt safer having dollars. But then when the euro came out, the euro is a strong currency and it's threatening the dollar's status as a world.
So that also, and you think that was also a reason for a redesign?
I think so, because the euro, because, you know, the dollar hadn't changed since 1929. I mean, it had, maybe, you know, it had a few updates, but it looked basically the same, and it was also really easy to counterfeit. It's just two colors, so people were printing illegal $100 bills, and there were really sophisticated $100 bill counterfeits coming out.
Do you have any?
No. Well, you know, who knows? Yeah. Some of them are so sophisticated that even, you know,
they're
specialists
can't tell.
They're
probably still in circulation.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's counterfeit money of every... I mean, I think there's counterfeit money in circulation a lot more than people think, because you can't tell.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Helsinki, Itaipai, 2005.